Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now, 844-999. Olin, you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Canada who wrote her own obituary says she's finally got the smoking hot body she's always wanted because she was cremated.
Oh, wow.
Have you read that one?
No.
That's funny.
It honestly reminded me of Miles.
Right. Well,
just because you always talk about you want people to smoke your ashes, this and that. Like, she took time to write up a funny obituary and just, like, send it out.
Smoking hot body. I dig it.
Yeah, there was a few zingers in there. And the one of the pictures is her, like...
It'd be funny if everyone at the memorial was like, we never knew she was funny.
Yeah, you're right. I would assume she was funny in real life, too.
I assume. Or Bronson, he was the meanest bitch ever. I can't believe it.
As a final spite, you don't cremate her. You just bury her natural.
Oh. This joke's on you.
We see you now, Debbie.
Yeah.
Your ugly body.
Men who really care what other people think about them are more likely to claim they have big junk, according to a new study.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got the biggest tool of them all. I care what you think. My penis is 18 inches. You like these ribs I made? I got a huge crank.
What do you know? People that care what people think are going to, you know... exaggerate the truth.
You think Uber drivers are doing? You know, they want that really good rating. Like, hey, man, it matters what you think. My penis is huge. Boss, what did you think of my presentation? What do you think of this?
I think the Uber driver and the bartender should be the opposite. It's like, how big is yours? And the guy's like, 3 inches. It's like, no worries. Mine's 2.5. Get you another drink?
Sure.
Let me get those 5 stars. I have a smaller one.
This one's on me.
That's right.
A UPS driver in North Carolina may have saved an elderly man's life when he noticed the man hadn't grabbed a package from a few days earlier.
Hey-o.
And he went inside and found the man hurt on the ground. Hey, Miles. The man's fallen down. He can't get up.
Exactly.
He can't get his package.
So the Uber driver left Uber Eats?
UPS driver.
Oh, UPS driver.
Yeah. Mm. But he noticed that this guy hadn't grabbed his package from a few days earlier.
Every time I come here, he grabs my package. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the guy's bit.
How many packages does this guy get?
Right. Well, maybe that's his thing, is that he fell down and he's ordering from Amazon. Like,
I love QVC. Whoa!
Dang, man.
I need a package.
I mean, but what guy orders a package every day?
I'm just saying, maybe that was his way to get some help, is he had to order a package.
Well, obviously it worked.
Right.
Well, you're saying he ordered a package just to get help.
Right.
Instead of calling 911, he went to Amazon.
My case, I'm choking on peanut butter.
I didn't say it was solid reasoning. I just said it could have been. A court case in Washington over whether bikini baristas are legal all hinges on how the court interprets the phrase, Lord, anal cleft.
Is that like where the bottom goes into the cheek?
No, Tom Brady's got one on his chin.
Is it the bottom or the top? Your anal cleft.
I think that's for the court to decide. I think that's the hold up here.
The anal cleft. So you can't see the plumber's crack is what they're saying.
I don't know,
plumbers
man.
Are
I'm
still
not
able.
Working on it. I don't want to work on anal clefts.
I do.
And it just, that's going to be hard on all those girls to like tell their parents they're strippers now.
Delta and Coke have apologized for creepy napkins on flights encouraging passengers to flirt and give each other their numbers.
Yes! I don't know why they thought that was a good idea.
Because it probably all stemmed from that one gal that wrote that big old love note on a vomit bag.
What?
You remember that one?
I missed this.
It was like last month. She wrote down an entire story about how she, you know, for some reason just spontaneously grabbed a plane ticket to go and see her friend who was flying away, meeting him at his connection. And for some reason, she wrote it down on a vomit bag and then left it at the plane.
That's
like
classic.
Anybody cared?
I'm going to go see Ralph.
Stupid people. A man in Houston was arrested for stealing an elderly couple's car every night and then returning it before they woke up.
It's not really stealing.
It's car sharing.
I'm thinking the reason why he got arrested is because he didn't fill the tank once.
You got to at least have to be responsible.
Right?
I like that he brought it back, though.
I mean, you could take it to the car wash if you're going to borrow the car. You
sure.
Know, vacuum it out for me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess technically it's not theft, right?
I mean, if you bring it back.
It is. It's just... You brought it back.
Temporary theft.
Sure.
Yeah, but like when you rob a bank, you're not bringing the money back. You
right.
keep it.
That's a robbery.
Yeah, this...
Theft is when you take it, and then you can also bring it back.
What if you robbed a bank, went to the casino, hit it big, and then just brought back what you needed to, you know what I mean? To put the initial bet down.
A bygone's bygone's.
That's right.
Can we just let this go?
Yeah, exactly.
Skype has a new feature where it can blur the background behind you, So no need to clean your room before a video chat anymore.
Even you don't even have to flush the toilet. It's all good.
How about you just clean your freaking room?
No. Let's make it easier not to.
It's not specifically for cleaning your room, though.
I want to be a live streaming superstar. Sorry. Ignore the dirty room in the back.
Turd floating in the toilet.
People suck. 83% of Americans say they're, quote, happy in their relationships. I would hope so.
Yeah, you're in a relationship.
Right.
How many? 80%?
83.
That seems high. I don't know. I meet people.
But they're happy, Ted.
Yeah, I mean, like, good for them. But I think there's some BS in there, Mike.
Was that question asked when the person that they were with was standing next to them?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question.
That goes
right?
A long way.
Well, I just think also that's just toughy. Like, what if you just had an argument over something stupid, and then it's like, are you happy with the relationship? Like, no.
No.
Now, I'm not saying you're getting divorced or breaking up.
Right,
but like,
there's an argument.
Yeah, 83, it seems like a high percentage of happy people.
Mm-hmm.
Morning sex, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous sex.
Tyson just released pizza-flavored chicken nuggets.
Pizza-flavored chicken nuggets.
Right. Because people were too lazy to dip nuggets in marinara.
Right.
This is
Isn't
all
this
kids,
just basically
though.
A chicken parm?
Just get pizza
call,
rolls.
Mike.
Get pizza rolls.
I mean, he needs a little bit of cheese and some noodles.
Yeah, but the problem is there's no real actual cheese or sauce or any of the good stuff right. that makes chicken parm good. It's
so?
Just a breading that tastes somewhat like pizza. Get a combo.
So it's a cleaner version. Sorry.
I'd say get pizza rolls. Stick with that. And then make your nuggets on the side.
Right. Why do we need to combine these two?
Yeah. That would be great. Could you imagine a snack of chicken nuggets and pizza rolls together on a plate?
Yes.
You'd be in hog heaven.
See, now Miles is in my court. He wants food just to be left alone. It doesn't need all this stupid other stuff.
No, it doesn't.
I think...
In certain instances, it's not bad. Just in this instance, there's nothing wrong with chicken nuggets. There's definitely nothing wrong with pizza. You don't need to combine the two.
You really don't.
Yeah. I think you just described a fantasy of a 13-year-old or just a drunk dude, though.
We're going to have nuggets and pizza rolls.
A new study found the 50 worst cities in America to live in.
The worst cities to live in?
Mm-hmm.
And half the time, they're not even, in my mind, considered cities. Like, a town of 30,000 people is not a city.
Is Rucha Cucamonga on there?
Rucha Cucamonga.
Rancho.
Is this in the world or in the United States?
America.
Flint, Gary...
I know a lot of them always end up being random towns in California.
Yeah, a lot of those.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's the city of Amanada working on it.
Mm-hmm.
People are apparently obsessed with Amazon Prime and want Amazon to sell even more stuff, including Amazon brand computers and drugs.
Well, drugs would be good if they can get the break from the pharmaceutical places
right.
as far as buying in bulk.
Good, new on Amazon Prime.
Right? Can you imagine if they sold street drugs?
Oh,
dude, it's like, I got Prime. It's free delivery. Just order more now.
This is much better than the Kirkland brand weed.
This stuff's Prime.
Gucci has apologized for its new turtleneck that looks like blackface. Have you guys seen this thing?
Yeah.
It's a black turtleneck, and when you pull it up over your face, there's a hole for your mouth with bright red lips around the hole. What in the world?
I didn't see it as racist at first, to be honest with you, but the more I get on the internet, the more I'm like, all right, everybody's having a cowl over this thing, so it just looks to me like something you would pull up to keep your mouth warm.
But why the red?
That's where it went wrong.
Lipstick.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that was their intent, but as soon as I saw it, I'm like, you didn't have one person who said, man, they were going to step into it.
Right. But that's what you need. He's just a normal person in some of these fashion houses.
Right.
Right? Like, just a regular guy that just goes, hey, oh, hey, you know that looks like, or hey, you might not want to do that.
Right. Just know people are going to respond.
Make it any other color. Honestly.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I don't know.
Huh? I just got the idea because it was a woman's sweater that it was a lipstick thing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so
I will also say, in Gucci's fairness, like, there's some ugly ass clothes that I think people only wear because they say Gucci somewhere.
That's Gucci, yep.
Probably so.
A newlywed woman feels, quote, lied to after she discovered the true reason why her now husband wanted to wait until they were married to have sex.
What's the real reason?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think About Cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Thrill Hilgen to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, thanks.
Hola. All right, Chris.
Hola.
You understand how this game is played.
I got one more joke for you guys. It's the best dad joke of them all.
All right.
Did you hear about the fire on the Indian reservation?
No.
It was intense.
Oh, that's like the circus joke. It's intense.
All right, here is your story. We
Stick
go
with the circus.
To the fine city of Philadelphia, where a couple's wedding ended when a drunken brawl broke out after the groom hit on an underage waitress and then followed the teen into the bathroom and groped her. The 31-year-old groom was charged in connection with the nuptial nightmare, as they call it. The newlywed now faces numerous charges, including indecent assault, imprisonment of a minor, and disorderly conduct. So during the reception, the man hit on the teen waitress and asked her to go outside and make out. You know, why not just be direct? Well, the groom propositioned the teen by saying that she could do whatever she wanted, which was to turn him down. Now, the waitress said she rejected him, but he later followed her into the women's bathroom, pulled her into a stall where he groped her and exposed himself. Police later responded to reports of a fight at the place they're getting married and found the groom pushing and punching people. They also called officers derogatory names and tried to provoke a fight when they arrived on the scene. After a brief struggle ensued, well, police took him into custody. He's now in jail and presumably going to get divorced soon. But the question is, do you believe that this new groom is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a white trash wedding. The guy's white.
Is that it? Final answer, Chris? You sticking with that?
I'm sticking with it.
All right. Hey. White final answer. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This, thanks to Philadelphia. We have a Philly wedding that had a huge brawl after the groom, of all people, hit on the underage waitress at a reception. He followed her into a woman's bathroom, groped her, exposed himself, all that. When police finally arrived, he got into it with them as well.
And, Chris, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You didn't even give it a thought. You said, it's a white trash wedding, white guy. I want to let you know, all week long, everyone thought they knew the answer. Not one person got it right. But you did today, my friend.
Get out of here. Yeah, you have five pairs of slacks.
I was going to say, I bet it ends in a vowel. It's got to be a challenge.
Let me see what his name is. Hold on. What is this guy's name?
I just feel like this guy is fist pumped and like GTL'd a lot.
Matthew Amers.
Let me see him.
Huh. That is not what I was expecting from Philadelphia. There's no chin strap beard.
He's close enough.
There's no hat with a flat brim.
I got married at a country club, however.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, the funny part is like, he gropes that waitress. She doesn't even say anything, but it's because he starts a fist fight or something that the cops finally show up.
The sense I got was that other people got wind of what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Approached him, and then he was already in a state of mind and fisticuffs.
On his own wedding day.
Yep. Good times.
No follow-up, though, if he's still married?
They don't have a follow-up, but, you know, I might Google his name about a week from now and just see what's going on in his life.
That's a quick annulment.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
What would you guys say is the most exciting part of the NBA? Three-pointers?
Oh, you mean
dunks? Them. Finals? I don't. You tell me. Trade deadlines?
Finals?
The
entire playoffs, I find exciting. NBA, I believe, has very good players.
When the playoffs begin, because they take a little bit of time. They're a seven-game series.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, they have two or three of those, and then they get down to it. I like the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's mascots. Maybe it's just the drama with all the dudes, right? The NBA has the best male soap opera in TV right now.
Oh, without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
But you'd be wrong. The real key to the NBA and what makes it so exciting is bats.
Somebody threw something. That's not a bat, but there's a bird in the facility. Is that a bat? Because they have bats in San Antonio. And, I mean, they had multiple bats. And guys, everybody's a little leery.
Yeah, everybody is. You can see it right there flying across the floor. Where's Boomer?
It comes. Boomer is making a move. Security is making a move. Everybody's making. I see the officials getting a towel. Okay. Let's see.
Oh my! Look at Josh Condor, the equipment manager.
Look at all of it. Whatever the creature is, he's getting tired.
It's dive bombing.
That goes on for minutes. Go to the Men's Room Facebook.
Where was he at? What arena?
They're playing. What arena is that? It was the Pacers and Clippers. I want to say in.
I think it was in Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the name of the arena though. Something Indiana Arena, mm-hmm. Where the Pacers call home.
The Plain
arena. The Plain White People Palace.
Well, just funny too is like basketball players are big dudes, right?
Yeah.
The basketball players kind of. To me, they have a tougher image than other major sports.
Black guys, wildlife. Sorry, man.
I don't think anyone likes bats.
See, you already know where we're going. Those dudes, as soon as they realize it's a bat, are like, all right, we're out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, black people, you don't see a lot of black guys doing, like, National Geographic Channel. Even when they show you, like, we want to thank all the photographers, the blah, 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 all these people around the world that helped us. It ain't black guys.
Well, that's why the one black dude got so famous feeding the deer and stuff.
Oh, the guy
who's
the...
Brother Nature?
Yeah, Brother Nature.
Brother Nature.
Right, he fed
him.
A deer. He ain't Crocodile Hunter.
Well,
you're not the chief, fed a deer.
He's friendly with the deer. They come over and say what's up to him.
Elephants, everything.
Yeah, yeah, but he's made a whole career.
Oh, Brother Nature, he's friends with all animals.
Oh, Brother Nature's the man.
Yeah, he is.
Like, deer, you're not impressed with.
He's got the touch.
Yeah.
No, wait, when you feed that, you mean like out in the wild, he rolls up to an elephant.
He'll like roll, well, I'm saying, I've only seen him with deers, but he'll just drive by in his car and start yelling like, hey, girl, like, and he knows the name of the deer and it comes over. You never see Brother Nature?
No. Does he seriously say, hey, girl?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
You know it's true.
When I saw that fuzzy white tail.
He just kind of, yeah.
Here he is with a zebra.
All right, let me see this.
All right. Just hang with a zebra. Now he's petting a zebra. We move on.
I mean, I guess it's a giant horse, a zebra. So
but at what age do you determine? You know, man, I'll test my luck and go after this animal.
But look, he's holding a monkey. Or a tame impala.
Oh, that cat. Yeah, I've seen it before. I didn't realize that was Brother Nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that thing. It looks like he's just kind of hanging out, having a good time.
I can't believe tame impala is a real animal. I thought that was just a band.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. This is Gibson listening to tame impala.
All right.
Wait, that's the name of a monkey?
Yeah. I was like, that's insane.
Well, they named the monkey Tame Impala. That's not on me. Here he is feeding a deer, a euro.
Oh, good.
It's a Greek deer.
Correct.
It's a hairier chest. Here he is, hanging out with a deer.
Yeah, so you're right. Nature, generally wild animals, doesn't mix well with Brother Nature. Got famous for it. But either way, I'm telling you, just watch the clip on the Men's Room Facebook page. That bat flying around, everybody's... scared, getting away from
it. I get it, man. I had a bat in my house once, and it freaked me. Because the way they fly, there's just something about the way they fly. Everything about it seems wrong. It was at night. Anyway, let my father know, hey, man, and this is one of those points where my cousin, my aunt, uncle, and cousins had come up to visit us. They sent us off to bed because at this point the adults want to do whatever adults do, drink and play bridge or dominoes, presumably. So they sent us up. We discover the bat in the room. We have to go back down to this room. And as I walk into this room, and I'm like 14 or 15. It's not like you're 6 years old where kids keep coming out. The look my father gave me, like, why the F are you back, right? We're ready to throw down. And I said, hey, man, there's a bat in the bedroom, which made no sense. We're in the middle of the city. So my father looks at me, and I always hated when he gave me this look because 99% of the time he was in the right, but this time he wasn't. He's like, you tell me there's a goddamn bat in the bedroom. I said, man, it's a bat. He said, you're going to tell me there's a bat in the bedroom. And I said, Dad, why on earth would I tell you that there's a bat in the bedroom unless there's a bat in the bedroom? If I go upstairs and look, and there's not a bat, we go through all this. I'm like, man, so yeah. He goes down the hall. We see him from behind. He opens the door. Jesus Christ, It's a goddamn bat. So my mother, what did we do? He said, look, let the goddamn thing sleep, right? Because tomorrow when we get up, the sun's up, it'll be asleep. Sure enough, it was in the corner of the room. He got his little pellet gun, shot it. It fell in two pieces. And as my father says about anything he has killed, and this includes insects, the bat, well, he'll be in bat heaven now.
Jesus.
Yeah. Every time. If he stepped on a spider, he's in spider heaven now.
Tim, when I was like 12, 13 years old, we used to get into caving because, again, there's nothing to do and there's a bunch of caves in the area. So me and my friends would always go. And we would go every weekend because we thought it was like the ultimate in exploration.
Yeah, caves.
Like kids being kids, we had lanterns, we had kerosene lanterns, we just put on like coveralls, and we'd start crawling through caves. There was one room in particular where it took you about an hour to get in, but this was the reason that anybody who had never been in there with us would go. One main room with a waterfall where a stream was cutting through that cave, the entire ceiling of that cave was covered in bats. But the bats themselves were covered in like a misty dew. It was almost like they were in a hibernation
state. Why do bats have a misty dew around them?
Because everything is damp in a cave. So it's
and
almost
a waterfall.
Like,
so there's always that weird mist.
All right.
Have this like it's not a dehydration thing, but what are those mist things you put in your room?
Humidifier.
Yeah. It was like that.
Dehumidifier.
But it was always the same temperature.
I don't know.
67.
The bats were so worried
but
about
some,
their skin.
Some bats were small. Some bats were.
You ever seen one exfoliate? Don't have to.
The whole floor of that room was covered in crap.
Yeah.
Guano.
Oh, yeah.
Do they
I only know it's guano because Ace Ventura 2.
That's where I learned it. Do they ever poop on themselves? Like, in other words,
No.
They're upside down. Do they
poop
flip
when they
themselves?
Fly.
Okay. So you hold it until you fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always wondered that. Like, you're upside down. Don't poop.
When I was a freshman in high school, my homeroom teacher was a very nice lady, quiet lady, right? She was also an English teacher.
All right.
So when you have freshmen homeroom, right? Like, that's the rowdy kids. Like, half these kids aren't going to make it in. So she was always very quiet. And I walk in one day and I just hear, get down, like from the back. And it's like, what is going on? And she's like, there's a bat. So, like, she's hiding in the corner. Half the class is just scared to death.
Right.
And then, like, in the hallways, you just see, like, there's a bat loose. And there's just a bat flying up and down the third floor. But at my high school, like, nobody was messing with that bat.
No.
The problem is, the only thing you ever hear about bats when you're a kid is, like, vampire bats.
Or they're rabid.
They're rabid. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Chances are they're not. Although, oddly enough, my 8-year-old daughter, and I cannot explain this, she is absolutely fascinated by bats.
Oh, that's cool.
Everything about bats. Bat, then can we get a pet bat?
They're a flying mammal. That's kind of a big deal.
I don't even think she knows that part.
In the perspective of the animal kingdom.
Right, you're overthinking
it. You have an animal. You have a mammal that flies.
Yeah. She likes Hotel Transylvania. That's what began her love affair. She does not care that it's a flying mammal.
Aren't she likes it because they use sonar.
Could be.
Let's see. Oftentimes, you know what? This is kind of interesting. You might like Bill Belichick. You might hate him if you're not. Like, a lot of people hate the Pats. Basically, if you're not from New England.
I hate the Pats, but I'm fine with Belichick.
So Belichick, he's one of those people that, like, you know he attention to detail, but they mic'd him up for the Super Bowl. And this is just him just honestly talking to a referee. He just wants to figure out which way to kick.
Now, we're closing the roof, right?
Yeah. Supposed to be closed right at kickoff.
What does that mean? How about before kickoff?
No. They wanted to try to time the kickoff with the Oculus closing. I'm going to delay it a little bit. I would prefer that the roof be completely closed.
Because there's a wind factor now that
as soon as the flyover goes, it starts to close. It takes, I think it's less than 8 minutes.
All right, so it takes 8 minutes to close it. They're going to close it after the flyover. I don't know.
know it's going to be closed or not. So why don't we just kick that
way? That way,
if we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't.
That way, there's no last decision.
All right.
So that's just him talking to the refs. Like, I just heard, I was like, that's kind of interesting. I was like, what's the big deal?
Right, and he's the normal conversation.
Right, like, oh, he's already thinking about the win for a field goal and this and that. Like, all right.
Well, it's one thing my brother said, you know, he's like, different coaches bring different things, but most of them, because they're so familiar with you, before and after the game, depending how the game goes, but certainly before the game, officials go to the head coaches of both teams. So they split up to see what their concerns are. Like, remember the Broncos a few years ago, they were known for all their chip blocking and blah, blah, blah. So if you were playing the Broncos, every coach would say, hey, man, keep your eye on this, whatever it might be. This receiver gets away with ball, all the stuff you see on tape. But he said it's the most casual stuff, but it's also, chop, how you doing, man? Oh, how's your wife? Did they? And he's like, then the game starts and the same guy's yelling your name. You stupid blind mother effer. And he's like, it took a while, but you really can't take it personally.
Yeah, is they're just in the moment?
They're in the moment, but because they know your name, he said it feels worse. Instead of saying, hey, ref, and they're like, Adrian.
It is.
It really is, man.
Well, even like, look, I like going to sporting events, right? And it's fun to kind of engage with the other team's players.
Sure, I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And I might have seats where, like, the other team has to warm up right in front of us. Mm-hmm. So we engage them sometimes. So, like, we make a point.
You engage Grand Hill in a game.
I did. I engage a lot of people.
But it's not like we're separate. He's standing there.
He was standing next to me. I had to say something.
We had courtside seats almost.
Yeah. So my seats for Sounders or soccer are right there. So the guys have to warm up. But you're right. The first name thing is what I'm getting to. It's like we sit there and look at their roster so that when the guys come by, we can yell at them by first name. And you can't help it. Like, you turn and look.
It's one thing. If you say 23, you can kiss my ass. They don't care. Hey,
right.
Jim. Man, it's just.
Your sister's hot.
Yeah. I always wanted to harass one guy, but he always starts. I never saw him warming up. talking about the Super Bowl, obviously, that was the number one rated thing. I like the ratings. Super Bowl 53, number two, the on-field interviews after right. Super Bowl. Number three, Super Bowl post-game show.
I can't believe people stuck around that long. I watched people bail at halftime on that.
That game.
That's the first time I've ever seen people who just didn't care about a game by halftime.
All right, but hear me out. As somebody who thoroughly enjoys, like, just Super Bowl Sunday as an event, I was kind of happy for a change. Nobody was chirping me like, you should be paying attention to the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't have to.
No, yeah.
People were like, stop looking at the game.
Let me know if someone scores.
Right, there's some Super Bowls that are good, and I feel like I've missed something. But, like, with this one, I was like, we're not even missing.
You know, like last year's.
When the Eagles,
that was a great game.
Yeah, there was a ton of stuff going on. let's see. You know, another funny thing everybody does is screw up lyrics. So Fallon had a list of misheard lyrics tweets.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite misheard lyrics from you guys. This first one's from @LivTaylor3. She says, here's how my sister sings Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. Ra, ra, ah, ah, ra, ma, ro, ma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, raccoons and wombats.
Wombat.
This one's from @LauraDePeel. She says, my best friend used to think the line in Ed Sheeran's Shape of You was, last night you were in my room, and now my butt cheeks smell like you. I don't think that's
it. I don't think that's it.
It might be. It may be. The lyrics have never been released.
That seems unlikely.
It does seem like, yeah. This one's from @9KCNAC9. She says, during AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long, my son would sing, she was a fax machine, she kept her modem clean.
Wow.
She was a fax machine. This one's from @NBurgeon. She says, I thought the Red Hot Chili Peppers lyric, give it away, give it away, give it away now, went, give it to Wayne, give it to Wayne, give it to Wayne now. Give it to Wayne, give it to Wayne, give it to Wayne now. Wayne, you want it? Wayne, Wayne, you got it. Give it to Wayne. This last one is from @Trisha9697. She said, my dad used to sing The Lion Sleeps Tonight, a Wim Away part. My wings are wet, my wings are wet, my wings are wet, my wings are wet, my wings are wet. There you have it. Those are our Tonight Show hashtag.
That is funny.
I have, and I know they're not saying this. There's some song, Ted, maybe you know, I Left My Heart in Havana. My heart is in Havana. My kids sing this goddamn song all the time. It's a... My daughter goes absolutely badass every time I say this. I'm like, so wait, what is she saying? I fart out big bananas. She's like, oh, my, no! I left my heart in bananas. So, or I left my heart in bananas. She'll play the song for me again. I'm like, babe, seriously, I'm hearing I fart out bananas.
How many times?
I sit on the lap of Santa. It actually makes her crazy.
Yeah, like there's lyrics I remember that took us, it seemed like a year or two to learn what it was. Sure. And then when you figure it out, it like hits you over like the head with a sledgehammer.
We just make up lyrics in the office that sound like what we're hearing. That's why when Fell on Black Days from Soundgarden comes on the station,
we sing.
We talk about Fat Dave.
No, well, like, Black Dave. We Black fell Dave. Black on Dave. The Black Dave.
Oh, that's Black
Poor
Dave.
Or Black right. Dave.
Well, there's like a fake
Black Dave.
Black Dave. Black Dave. Black Dave. Ja Rule's kind of famous again right now because of the Fyre Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't forget, he was a talented musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he once had a song with Jennifer Lopez. And at the very beginning, she just said something simple like R-U-L-E. And we were like, is he Nelly? Like for a year. Like,
that's
why is she
what you thought.
And then finally, my buddy's like, dude, she's spelling out his name, R-U-L-E. And we were like,
she's asking a question.
Yeah. And then we were like, what's Ellie? Is he Ellie? We don't know.
Who's Ellie? Yeah. Jesus.
God, you know what else makes me sound old as dirt? I don't think back then we could have Googled it.
No, you can't. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good point. Unless you had that's why bands put the lyrics in the album.
Yeah, right.
CD, that's why I was like Nas, man. He would put the lyrics in there.
Are you Ellie? Who's Ellie?
Thank you, Ted. There we go. TV time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man who joked about hiding knives in fear is then fatally stabbed by his wife. Meanwhile, a Texas couple fights off armed clowns and use a scooter as a weapon to try and save their life. Hartford Yard Goats, a minor league baseball fame, will no longer let fans hold nuts. Smuggling a one-month-old leopard cub on a plane definitely takes some guts. And a Florida city commissioner resigns after licking scandal. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Reddit, where a woman has come forward with her story about her marriage. The woman says that she feels lied to after she discovered the true reason why her now husband wanted to wait until they were married to have sex. When they were about to consummate their marriage, it was discovered that the man has a micropenis.
Oh!
And we're gonna love a micropenis!
Oh, man.
He tried to play it off as, oh, no, I'm old-fashioned like that. You know, I want to respect you, and I want to respect me, and it's all good. Nope. He's just,
I'm going to play the sound that went through her head when she finally saw it.
What? Damn it.
And that still means, like, it's micro even when excited?
I think so, yeah.
Yep. Micro penis, I believe.
Like a Q-tip.
That I know this based on any research that I have done.
Well, what did your doctor tell you?
Well, anything below 2 inches.
Wow.
But he didn't ask me to get excited, so he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He'll never know.
I don't believe it's even a grower or a shower. I think it's in its own category there.
It's a micropenis. It's like a slider.
Definition here says...
Uh-oh, am I about to feel bad?
What does it say?
An adult penis is considered abnormally small if it measures less than 3 inches when erect.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. We're good.
Okay. Well, maybe it's
at the game time, dog. Okay.
He should marry teeny tiny mouth girl.
Oh, no. She put the story online to ask users if she was justified in feeling lied to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Here's the issue. He was lying about why he didn't want to have sex with her. So correct. He did lie to her.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. The premise was what was it.
Right. He should have just said, look, I got a micro penis. Let's see if love will prevail.
But he'd already probably been with somebody before, and that was the reason that they didn't stay together.
Like, you have a micro penis.
So he had to figure out a way to, you know, like, finally get the deal done, if that's what you want to do.
And another micro penis or too drunk, at the end of the day, there's a naked woman in the bed. You can figure out something.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Something can happen.
And in the end, he really wanted to get married, obviously.
In other news, a creepy story out of Florida, a former executive at the University of Central Florida used to joke with his friends how crazy his wife was and would end it by saying that all he needed to do was hide the knives and everything will be fine. Cute joke. Not so much after the woman actually did fatally stab the man.
Uh-huh.
He was an executive with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, he was.
She's claiming that it was in self-defense, saying that he smashed her head on the stove and stabbed himself in the process.
That's why she was cleaning the place with bleach when the police arrived.
She was.
Yeah.
She was arrested and charged with his murder, as well as countless other charges, including tampering with evidence.
That's a big thing.
I can't think of an accident that involves bleach.
No.
If you're not doing laundry.
No.
Right.
Oh, and my God, I ruined the sweater.
And unless you're trying to clean up your tracks, why in the world are you cleaning up? Obviously a crime scene.
He did tell everyone that he thought that his wife was imbalanced. And that she was stabbed in one.
Well, he was right.
Oh, yeah. No, he knew. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Damn.
It's like me petting Gomez. I know that eventually everything can be fine for a couple days. But when I least, you know, expect it.
That claw's coming in your back.
Dude, he's coming after my hand. He's going to take a chunk of it.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't he ever leave?
I'll tell you right. why. I'll tell you
if
why.
Either he thought it was a joke or like, I mean,
if you legitimately think the person you're with might kill you, yeah, that's a good reason
but
to get
every
it.
Person that I've ever known that was mentally unstable really, really, really liked sex.
Now
I mean, I'm being dead serious.
Maybe he kept saying it so much, he was just like, screw it, I'll stab you.
Fine.
Well, right? it's called projection.
He hid the steak knives from the kitchen.
Yes.
So that she would not have
that's
access
to
just a basic knife.
Found him.
They did not have a regular knife in the house to cook with, based on his fear, and when she wanted steak knives, he was not up for it, and basically, read the whole goddamn thing. It's amazing. Right.
The fall of politicians continues in Florida. A commissioner has decided to step down after the Ethics Commission found that she had licked the city manager's face.
Ooh.
She had become intoxicated at fishing tournament in the town, and was still drunk during a meeting held later that day, which ended with her licking the city manager's face and groping him. Honestly, I was sitting there like, okay, so she got a little smashed and licked his face. All right, make an apology.
I feel my temperature rise.
The groping is the problem there.
Really? I'd rather someone grope me than lick my face.
I'd agree with you on that, but as far as propriety speaks, groping is a little bit...
I can't imagine walking up to someone and, like, licking their face.
And she started, like, from the neck all the way up the side.
Mm.
Like, it actually says from the Adam's apple up the side of the face. Like,
that's
she got
creepy.
In there.
Baby.
Damn.
I like her.
Oofta. We go to Texas, where an elderly couple was sitting in their driveway when they were approached by a pair of men in clown masks. I'm sure they had great intentions, as they had machetes. One held the machete up to the man's throat, attempting to rob him, but the old man grabbed the machete from him while his wife hit the other with their grandchild's scooter.
Nice.
They then proceeded to beat on the two men until police arrived and arrested them. I tell you what, man, Texas, the toughness never comes out.
No Fago Pop for you.
What?
ICP joke, man.
That. It's St. Clown Posse.
Oh, yeah, I don't listen to that.
Most people don't.
That wasn't really my jam when I was growing up.
Yeah.
That's it for headline. Mike knock us out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. We'll see you next time for the random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Men's room rules, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.